USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The Justice Department's internal watchdog will be releasing a highly anticipated report tomorrow that is expected to reject President Donald Trump's claims that the Russia investigation was illegitimate and tainted by political bias from FBI leaders. But also, it's expected to document a number of errors during the investigation that may animate Trump supporters. The report is expected to conclude there was an adequate basis for opening one of the most politically sensitive investigations in FBI history, and one that Trump denounced as a witch hunt. It began in secret during Trump's 2016 presidential run and was ultimately taken over by special counsel Robert Mueller. The report comes as Trump faces impeachment inquiries in Congress centered on his efforts to press Ukraine to investigate a political rival. Trump also claims the impeachment investigation is politically biased. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, everyone. Wayne Alarus. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on Earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
An American graduate student who was held in an Iranian prison is finally headed home today after a prisoner swap between the two countries. Zhu Wang was released in Switzerland in exchange for an Iranian citizen, Masoud Soleimani, who is being held over accusations he violated U.S. sanctions. Wang is a Chinese-born naturalized United States citizen, fourth-year doctoral student of history at Princeton University. He was arrested in August of 2016, carrying out research on Iran's Qajar dynasty for his PhD, according to the university and the U.S. government. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg gave lawyers for President Donald Trump a temporary win in their bid to block subpoenas issued by House Democrats involving the president's financial records. Lawyers had asked the Supreme Court to block the subpoenas to Deutsche Bank and Capital One for the president's financial records. Ginsburg granted their request for the stay, but it expires in only 1 week, barring further action from the court. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Bank. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Billionaire Elon Musk has won his latest lawsuit. With that story, here's USA's Wendy King.
A Los Angeles jury has determined that Elon Musk didn't defame a British diver in 2018 when he called the man a pedo guy after a fight over the rescue of 12 boys and their coach trapped in a Thai cave. Vernon Unsworth sued Musk in September 2018. The case stems from an offer by Musk to send miniature submarines to aid in the rescue of the trapped soccer team. Unsworth was critical of his offer, which led to a public feud online, where he referred to Unsworth as a child rapist.
Pacific Gas and Electric agreed to pay victims of California wildfires $13.5 billion in damages, covering four deadly blazes from 2015 to 2018. PG&E said in a statement that all major wildfire claims are on a path to be resolved because of the settlements, which must be approved by a bankruptcy court because the San Francisco-based utility has sought Chapter 11 protection. PG&E announced plans in January to file for bankruptcy because it faced billions of dollars in potential damages in claims, some of which blame the faulty or aging equipment for the fires. The $13.5 billion comes on top of a $1 billion deal already made with the cities, counties, and other public entities, and an $11 billion agreement with insurers and others that cover claims for the 2017 and 2018 wildfires. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.